my next guest. We're going to bring him on real quick, but then we're going to have to take a break, and we'll talk to him on the other side of the break. But his name is Chris Green, Director Inspector with Guelph Outdoor School in Guelph, Ontario. We talked about this group a few months ago. They teach kids about the outdoors, but oddly enough, they do it in the outdoors. Imagine that. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. I'm going to have to, unfortunately, put you on hold for a minute. We do have to take a quick break. We've got a crazy schedule we're trying to stick to this morning. But a fascinating subject and one that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is getting kids involved in outdoor activities, and you guys are doing it with spades. So sit tight with me, my friend. We will be right back. Chris Green, Director, Instructor of Guelph Outdoor Schools in Guelph, Ontario. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, along with Derek Brandeo at your service. We've been reading many articles lately on the subject of kids returning to school. I know I have a couple of grandkids that have been staying with me during this whole fiasco. And watching them and how they're dealing with school and lack thereof and onlining and all that stuff. But the subject matter has been debated at length, certainly in my household, as it has in many of the schools and homes throughout the province. And discussions always lead to what might the new normal look like when they finally get back and school opens up again. And there's some interesting new discussions going on about what policymakers might change or at least suggest changing when school reopens. And believe it or not, some of them have been leaning towards the outdoors. And on the line with us now is Chris Green, who is an elementary school teacher with the Upper Grand District School Board. And he is also director and an instructor at the Guelph Outdoor School, or GOS. And is deeply immersed in this whole kids in nature thing. Chris, it's when I first heard about you guys, I was so excited because I'd always, up until that point, I'd said, how come nobody is doing this? Why isn't anybody, why? Like, I don't get it. It's such a natural thing. And there you guys were doing it. So hats off to you, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I felt the same way.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about the pandemic and the shutdown and how it's affected, school in general and teachers and students in general. And then let's swing it over to what you guys are doing with this outdoor sector.
Sure. Do you want me to respond to how Guelph Outdoor School played it?
Yep.
Sure. Well, we were in the middle of March break. And when things started speeding up, my first thought was, wow, small groups outside, responsive mentorship. It's like we're so uniquely suited to address this. And then, of course, we did have to step back a bit, and we shut down mid-March just to exercise, err on the side of caution, as it were. And we've actually opened up a few, if you can believe it, the Guelph Outdoor School online sessions, which is basically 1 hour. I know. I struggled with it. And then I realized, no, wait, parents are at home with kids and parents don't necessarily feel inspired about getting outside, especially if there's if they've got a parking lot for a backyard or a Sobeys, So we designed our online sessions with an eye to supporting parents and supporting kids in seeing the outdoors around their own home with new eyes, giving them, manageable, quote unquote homework to help them re-engage with what's around them, regardless of how inspiring it is. So that might be anything from birding from your window to starting a potted plant project or a garden project in whatever space you have, that kind of thing.
It's funny you mentioned potted plant, because my grandson, I just noticed yesterday, has got some kind of a potted growing thing going on with his schooling, which is all being done online.
Yeah.
They're growing, I think they're growing parsley or basil or something in a little thing. So obviously that's becoming the thing right now, which is great. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. There's lots of opportunities to shift shift or disrupt, you know, old habits and take on something new. Yeah.
Okay, so listen, we're gonna get out of this. I mean, the sun will shine again. There's no question about it. It's just a matter of time now. We are going to get back to some sort of normal. What do you see that new normal looking like when it comes to kids' education?
Yeah, thanks for that question, because that's the hot one for me these days. I'm already getting a lot of questions, like emails from parents saying, hey, I'm thinking about the fall already. I don't know if school is going to be running. And if it is, I don't know if I want my child, you know, crammed into a class with 25 other kids. Or maybe it'll be a kind of day on, day off schedule. Nobody really knows. And amidst that uncertainty, there has been a big surge in interest in getting kids out to the woods one day a week, not just necessarily as a complement or an alternative to an uncertain schooling situation, but also like epidemiologically. You know, people don't have to be philosophically aligned. They can just they see the health benefits of getting their kids out one day a week, because we know it's not over and it's going to be a long haul, and we need to adjust to a changing world. So that's part of it, expanding our own programs in the woods, but also supporting teachers and students and school administrators in finding and making use of wild spaces around their own schools and organizations. Because here at the outdoor school, you still need a car and you need a parent to drive you, and you need, you know, usually you need to be able to cover a fee, although we do address that in a number of ways. But we're definitely looking to work with teachers and students and expanding the classroom out into playgrounds and the wild spaces nearby. And that's like, that really coincides with a lot of the racial justice stuff that we're seeing too, because there's a lot of kids out in even in Guelph who don't have the luxury of zipping out to the woods in the morning. So we want to come to them.
Now, Chris, I've had discussions with other teachers, teachers less connected to the outdoors than yourself. And these are friends. And so, the conversation inadvertently starts going to the outdoors, because that's the area that I'm interested in. And I always get a bit of pushback because the complaint is the problem with taking students in an outdoor environment to teach them anything is that there's so many distractions out there. And so the teacher says, I can't get them to focus because they're distracted. How do you deal with that?
Wow, that is a super ripe conversation. And I'm glad to, I guess I surround myself by a lot of pro outside kind of instructors. So I really appreciate hearing the other angle. And that conversation on focus really is what inspired me to get going, because here in North America, shall we say, we've got this notion of focus that it means to be able to focus on one thing, like the piece of paper in front of you. And that is one version of focus. But just consider that, you know, the human body, the human system is designed to focus on a lot of things at once. Like, we're talking millions of years of focusing on wind direction, the animals that are far away, the animals that are close, the social cues of your friends and family, smells, what the birds are saying, the track in front of you. To be able to operate in a dynamic, changing environment, we need to be able to focus on many things. So I often emphasize that, that competing or alternative understanding of focus. And especially when we're talking about kids, I mean, to talk about focus for university students and their essays, that's one thing. But kids at age 7, I mean, they're designed to focus on a lot, and they're full of life and full of curiosity, and they can handle more than one thing. And so I would say let them focus on everything that's around them in that dynamic environment. And then they'll come back to the classroom actually more ready to focus on whatever it is that you as a teacher want them to focus on, like from an academic perspective. So I say it actually, it exercises their desire to focus, and also allows them to come back to their studies more focused, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But as you're telling me this, I'm thinking of another problem that might come up, and that is, you know, if this catches on, and if in fact curriculums are shifted and adjusted so that the outdoors plays a if not a major role, a bigger part than they do now. Mm-hmm. How do we deal with the other problem that we're taking? What makes the outdoors work right now is that there's nobody there. It's the outdoors. It's the wilderness. You yourself, you just said, you know, your classes are a handful of kids. Well, what happens if all of a sudden the outdoors isn't that wild place anymore because we have all of our students learning in it? In other words, could we handle multiple classes, multiple schools? Just how big can this thing grow before the very thing that brought us to the outdoors is now gone?
As in the very thing that brought us to the outdoor, as in
getting away. You know, the outdoors is a way that.
Oh, I see. Right. Like
we use it to get away.
Yeah, the current value is this chance to get away from other people. Right. Is that right? Wow, that's really interesting stuff. I mean, I guess I'm gonna have to sit with that. The best answer I have is that's like a cultural question. I mean, that's not something that we can solve right away. That's something that happens from this beautiful change, and it might require that we just get outside and then keep the conversation going even past the scare, right? Yeah. And say how do we want to relate? I mean, I've heard that question before, Angelo. It's like, oh, now we've got all these people who don't know about how to treat the outdoors, flooding into these wild spaces and leaving fire pits and leaving their monster cola behind. And all I can say to that is really, it's almost like North Americans are waking up to this new cultural element of being outside. And maybe we're kind of childish in it, and we need to grow into a culture of being outside together. And also regenerating those wild places and not just occupying them and being in them, but actually tending them and stewarding them, which is not a conversation I hear a lot other than like conservation movements. But everyday people coming together and caring for those places is a cultural piece and a cultural movement that I think is waiting to happen.
Yeah. Listen, it would change the outdoors for all of us that are now enjoying it because the rest of the world isn't using it, and we are. It would change it, but I don't see it as a negative. I think it'd be wonderful. I think you're right. We would have to reposition ourselves in that whole space, wouldn't we? And I think it'd be great. I think it's wonderful. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing, and I'm a big believer in it. And I'm going to be one of your best ambassadors because I think it's absolutely wonderful. And we should try and move it into the school curriculum and see if we can't change some of the thinking that's there now. Good for you, man. Good job. And I want to let folks know that they can get more information on this whole project at the GuelphOutdoorsSchool.com. Mm-hmm. That's GuelphOutdoorsSchool.com. We'll put something up on FishingCanada.com as well to send folks your way. But I think it's fantastic. Keep up the good work, Chris. I know you guys are going to run into a lot of little roadblocks as you travel on this journey, but don't give up the good fight.
No, it's what we're here for. We'll enjoy them.
Thank you, my friend. Pleasure having you on the show. We'll get you back on and see how you progress once we get out of this damn pandemic.
Well, I'll look forward to talking again soon. Call me anytime.
All right, Chris. Thanks, my friend. Chris Green, director, instructor at the Guelph Outdoor School in Guelph, Ontario. Fascinating, fascinating subject and project for sure.